WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson attended a public hearing and a press conference today at the Capitol. The hearing gave residents a chance to voice concerns about the heavy burden that student loans create for recent graduates and consider a new proposal for students to refinance their debt. The other focused on restructuring the Government Accountability Board. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, some Democratic lawmakers are calling for the creation of a new agency, the Wisconsin Student Loan Refinancing Authority. What would that new authority be able to do?
I think the two biggest pieces of this bill that has been introduced by Democrats for a few sessions now is, one, it would create an income tax deduction for student loan payments, and the other piece, which is, I think, arguably bigger, is it would create this new Student Loan Refinancing Authority, a state body that would have the power to refinance loans, and it's being sold as a body that would refinance those loans at lower rates. The argument being this would be an example where state government can step in and help people, a growing number of people who have a real problem and that's taking money out of their pockets that they could be spending on something else.
Now, as I understand it, this is not the first time that this bill has been making the rounds. What's new this time?
It's not the first time that it's been making the rounds. It has for a couple sessions, even though Republicans are in complete control of government. It has gotten a public hearing now for a couple sessions. So I think that's indicative of, the fact that, it is a bipartisan problem that, people, students, as they enter the working world, are saddled with more and more debt. So, it's a little unusual to see a Democratic bill come up in a hearing like this, but it's not something that was met exactly with with fierce opposition in the committee hearing room, even though it probably has no chance of passing the legislature this session.
I'm sorry, you said it did meet with fierce opposition or
did not? I would say it was pretty receptive. Lawmakers were in and out, and it kind of depends on the lawmakers who were in the room, but typically, the people who come up and testify at these things are students who have some pretty harrowing stories of tens of thousands of dollars of debt. They feel like they did everything they should. They went, they worked a job or two jobs in college. Their parents paid for part of college. They got all the loans they could. They still have all this debt. And so what lawmakers are being presented here is a real problem, a tangible problem. And so the question then for them is this something we can do?
Well, given what you said, is it possible that this is a bill that could pick up some bipartisan support?
It hasn't yet. I think there's a couple things that make it difficult to pass. One is when you're talking about a tax deduction to cover student loan payments, the fiscal note or the estimated fiscal impact on that projected by the State Department of Revenue is $110,000, roughly $109,000 in the next budget. So, that is something that the state could, if it wanted to, prioritize. In the grand scheme of a $70+ billion budget, $110,000 is money you could come up with if you wanted to do that piece of the bill. I think the more difficult piece is creating an agency that has the power to refinance these loans at lower rates, because the way it would work is it would issue bonds in order to refinance these loans. And if it can't issue those bonds at low rates, it's going to be hard for them to refinance these loans at lower rates. So that's kind of just the challenge that you can't get around exactly.
Now, this is something, an idea that isn't just coming out of Wisconsin. This is something that's been kicked around conversations at the national level, too. But if passed, it sounds like this would make Wisconsin a national leader in student debt refinancing. Do you think that that's something that Wisconsin, given the hurdles, would be interested in doing?
I'm not sure that majority Republicans are interested in doing that, because at least from what they've said, they don't feel like that financing piece of it can work. It's not something you hear them talking about. It's definitely something that Democrats are happy to talk about. They feel like this is a growing constituency out there. Students who are saddled with huge debt, You know, this college debt may have always been an issue that people had to deal with, but it's a bigger and bigger issue as college gets more and more expensive. And Democrats, and particularly the Democratic group, One Wisconsin Now, are arguing that this is essentially, it's sort of a crisis that threatens the American dream, that you have, you know, college becoming something that is really only affordable by the wealthy, unless you go to school and you take on all this debt, and then you enter the workforce, and you have to deal with, you know, mountains of debt before you can start to buy other stuff, like a house, for example.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you a bit later. We're talking with Sean Johnson right now. He's been giving us a sense of what happened at a public hearing today and about plans to deal with student loan debt in Wisconsin. WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson stays with us now. He's covered two different public hearings today, and he's joining us now to talk about the second of these, a move to restructure the Government Accountability Board. Sean, welcome back.
Hey.
And so a busy day for you up at the Capitol, and we're going to talk about the Government Accountability Board next, the GAB. Tell us about this new idea from Republicans to overhaul the GAB.
Okay, so just to step back a little bit, the Government Accountability Board, for anybody who's unfamiliar, is this agency that was created in 2007 to replace the old Ethics and Elections Boards. And this was, you know, a bipartisan creation. Almost all the members of the legislature voted for it back then. It's run by six nonpartisan judges who ultimately have the final call on any decisions made by staff in running this agency. So Republicans have been pretty critical of the GAB, especially since you know, its role has come out kind of bit by bit in the John Doe investigation of Governor Scott Walker's campaign and conservative groups. And so what they unveiled today is a plan that would break up the GAB, scrap that model of nonpartisan judges to run the GAB, and basically go back to a model that was very similar to what the Government Accountability Board replaced. You have an ethics commission, you'd have an elections commission, they would be staffed by partisan appointees, and the agencies would have less power or less money to investigate potential wrongdoing of elected officials.
So, Sean, who's the author of this bill and who's supporting it?
A lot of Republicans are supporting it. The lead author in the state assembly is Representative Dean Knutson of Hudson, but he was joined at this press conference by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who has been among the most outspokenly critical members of the legislature when it comes to the Government Accountability Board. The bill is already, it already has the verbal backing of Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and the senator who chairs the Elections Committee in the Senate. So this is one of those that you've known was kind of in the works for a while. It's formally coming out here today, and this is one where it feels like Republicans are going to move pretty fast.
So it sounds like this one has a lot of power behind it already. And going back to that model that it replaced from 2007, what was the reasoning there for getting rid of it in the first place? And that had bipartisan support to form the GAB. But to look back a little further at the history, why did the legislature decide to scrap that?
Yeah, you had a couple things driving the creation of the Government Accountability Board in 2007. One, it was something that advocacy groups like Common Cause and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign had been pushing for a while, especially because back then there was people still remembered and still were talking about the legislative caucus scandal in Wisconsin, where employees of the legislature, staff, were doing campaign work on state time. And legislative leaders went to jail for this. And these groups, Common Cause, Democracy Campaign, and others, said that part of the reason it got to that point was because you had an ethics board and an elections board that were toothless, that because they were staffed by these partisan appointees, they didn't really do anything when it came to enforcing the law. So that was part of the reason, part of the push behind creating the Government Accountability Board. The other part was, at the time, Republicans felt like they were on the downside of a pretty big decision by the elections board at the time, where they felt it undercut then gubernatorial candidate and congressman Mark Green regarding what he could do with his congressional campaign accounts. That was, you know, it was viewed as a big win for Democrats. It caught Republicans flat-footed. And so they said, okay, we're going to sign on to this, and we're going to have this board be as nonpartisan as possible. The thing is, a lot of the legislators who are working on this bill now and who are serving the legislature did not serve during that time, did not take a vote on the Government Accountability Board in 2007. And so they're not viewing the world through that prism.
Now, critics of this move to overhaul the Government Accountability Board have said that kind of why would you do this? The GAB is a national leader in state elections. How is it, do you think, seen elsewhere in the country?
Yeah, elsewhere in the country, especially by academics or, you know, groups that study elections or, you know, study election laws and election governance in the state, they do look at the Government Accountability Board as a model. And they wonder why more states don't follow it. They like it. They feel like the nonpartisan model is something that other states should aspire to. Republicans in Wisconsin view it much differently, and they feel like some of the decisions specifically mentioned today by Dean Knutson, decisions involving the recall campaign and decisions involving decisions by staff and redesigning the ballots in the last election cycle, they say those were tilted against Republicans, and they felt like those decisions were driven by staff at the Government Accountability Board, and they felt like the judges who had the final say in those decisions were kind of, because they're judges and not, you know, they didn't have a background in running political campaigns, they were sort of out of their element. So they said this new board is going to be staffed by, you know, more people with more experience in running elections, you know, former clerks, for example.
And Sean, just super briefly before we let you go, this week the judge who's the current chair of the GAB was on Central Time. He said that making big changes this close to the 2016 presidential elections would be a bad decision. Given what you know, is that plea likely to be heard?
I don't think it's going to be heard, but he was there to make the plea again in person today at the press conference, said that this is a bad time to make these decisions. You should observe the process from the inside first before you upend what has been a national model in election and ethics laws.
Sean, thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Reporter.